Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
The Gospel of Luke, the 18th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, verses 1 through 18. That is our lectionary text for this 19th Sunday after the season of Pentecost. Hear these words of the Lord. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. In a certain city, Jesus said, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while he refused, but later the judge said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out but continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Here ends the reading. These are the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. May we pray. It is our desire, O Lord, to continually and forever stand on the promises of Jesus Christ our Lord, and to be bound to him eternally by love's strong cord. We pray this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A parable is a story that is laid down beside another story, and Jesus lays this story down beside what he wants us to hear, and that is the need to pray, to stay in constant communication with God, and in so doing, never lose heart, never give up, never lose faith, never lose hope, never fall into despair. Never lose hope, never fall in despair, always believe, always stand on the promises, regardless what happens, because God is true. What he says he will do, what he says he has already done. We serve God today, tomorrow, and forever. We have experienced his presence. We experience his presence in the past, in the present, and in the future. We believe that what God says, he is true to his word, and we stand on that regardless what we may experience in this world. Because you and I are called to be in the world, but not of the world. God is in the world, but not of the world. Therefore, we need to make sure that we keep that in perspective as well. Those who call themselves atheists oftentimes look for the God who is of this world, who is in this world. Well, you and I know that God is not of this world. That's why that God can't be found in this world. And that's why atheists have a point, because the one they are seeking isn't here. And the reason he isn't here is because he doesn't exist. Amen? Even if you don't believe that, just say amen. Jesus tells a parable about a judge that shouldn't be a judge. He's not afraid of God. He's not afraid of human beings except this widow. He says he's not afraid of God and he's not afraid of people. But you and I know that if there is one person you don't want to cross God with, that's doing widows wrongly. You want to make God... You want to tick God off? Make a widower mad. A child who has no power. Do a child with no power wrong, and you will get God's attention. Amen. If you want to get God's attention, mistreat the widows and the children who have no power. Well, this widow is someone that you may know. Do you know any seniors that you want to be your friend and you hope will never be your enemy?
Well, see,
Do you know anybody that in the senior community who you want them to be their friend? You want them to be your friend because you've seen what they do if they get upset? I mean, you want them as your friend. You don't want them as your enemy. You know what I'm talking about. Well, this widow in this parable is someone you want as your friend, not as your enemy. Because this woman in the parable is not this meek and mild widow who's very frail. In the Greek, the judge wants this widow out of his way because if he's not careful, she will black his eye. And the way that she will black his eye is by telling everyone what kind of judge he is. She'll call Channel 3. She'll call Channel 9. She'll call someone who likes to pretty much show just how unjust the justice system is, and to prove their point, here's an opportunity. Well, the judge doesn't want bad publicity. He doesn't want people to know that about him, so he'll just grant her what she wishes just to get her out of the way, but it's really for his own well-being, not for hers. This is an argument in Jewish culture of comparing the less to the more. Here you have a judge that is less, who grants justice, compared to God, who is more, who will always grant justice. Now you and I sometimes may think and feel at times that Jesus may be a lot like this unjust judge. There may be times in our life when we have stopped praying. We've stopped talking to God. We've stopped having hope because we have lost heart. Because maybe some things have happened in my life and in your life that we prayed and asked God to do and He didn't do them. See, this is why the Bible says that as time goes on, people will seek out those prophets and preachers and churches that will preach what they're doing that the Bible may speak against, but they will find prophets and preachers and churches that say it's okay, God still loves you and it's okay with Him. He will advocate whatever you want to do. He's here to serve you. You're not here to serve Him. Now, brothers and sisters, that will fill up an offering plate. That will fill a church. That's exactly what that will do. But you and I know that Jesus did not come to be served. He came to serve. And He challenged His disciples to always keep that role regardless where it might lead them. You and I know that Paul stayed most of his time in jail because many people had a hard time accepting his understanding that Jesus wasn't in the grave. He was resurrected from the dead, and that's the good news. And as a result, you and I can have hope. And as a result, sin and death does not have power over us anymore, and we can be the kind of people God created us to be. People didn't believe that. It got to the point, and that's why the book of Hebrews was written, where the Jewish faith all of a sudden became now legal, and then Christianity became illegal, and now people were struggling. What do? Go back and become Jews so that they don't have to suffer for their faith, or do they keep being Christian and chance suffering persecution? That's why the Hebrew writer says, why are you going back for second best? You've got the first. Why are you going back for second best? Just so you won't have to suffer for the sake of Christ, though He suffered for you. Some of us may be here today and we've lost heart. We don't pray much anymore. Oh, we come to church. We'll sing the hymns. We'll bake a covered dish. We'll send a card. We'll make a phone call. But you know, if it really came down to it, we've really lost heart. You know, I mean, look at our world. I mean, We may identify with the prophet Habakkuk. We may pray, you know, Lord, why do you make us look at the injustice of the world? We see things, and it's hard to watch the news. Some of us have stopped watching the news. We've stopped reading the paper, listening to the, you know, we're just tired of seeing it, Lord. We're tired of seeing injustice seem like that it's got the upper hand, and that the injustice people in the world, they seem to be the ones getting ahead. Those of us who are living for you, Lord, it seems that we're second-class citizens. Nothing seems to be going about the way that you say that it needs to be going. So, you know, Lord, it's awful hard to hang in there. Very tempting to throw in the towel. Very tempting to go to the dark side instead of standing in the light and not always experiencing the good that God promises and that He says that will end this world and He will reign forever. We, as the psalmist, say, how long? It wears us out because it's hard to keep having faith. It's hard to keep believing. Because many times what you and I hope and believe very rarely happen. That's why the last question in Luke's gospel, will the Son of Man find faith on earth? The answer there is no, he will not. Why? Because in the Jewish understanding of eschatology, that is the end of the days, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Jesus said, watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ. They will deceive many people. You will hear about wars and reports of wars. Jesus says, don't be alarmed. Yeah, right. Things must happen. But this isn't the end yet. Nations and kingdoms will fight against each other, and there will be famines and earthquakes in all sorts of places, but all of these things are just the beginning and the sufferings associated with the end. They will arrest you, he says to his disciples. They will abuse you because you believe in me and you trust and you're not going to abandon the faith. You're going to hang on for dear life. And they will kill you, thinking by killing you, they will kill me. But I have you in the palm of my hand. They may destroy your body, but I've got your soul. All nations will hate you. They will separate themselves from you on account of me, Jesus says. At that time, many will fall away. You think so? I mean, you want to be on the side of a football team who's not winning any games? I know a lot of fans who go to football games who hadn't won a game in months and months. But they still keep going. They keep cheering. They don't leave the third quarter. They stay until it's over. I know people who go to baseball games. They stay until the ninth inning, even though it's 12 to nothing. They keep saying, oh. I mean, they don't lose heart. They don't lose hope. They believe miracles are possible. Maybe not always probable, but sometimes possible. They will betray each other. Not only will people fall away, but they will betray each other. You know why? Because you can't trust anybody anymore. You know why? Because we have failed to trust God anymore. And when we stop trusting God, we'll stop trusting one another. Because even though we say things in faith and hope and promise, we see very little of it coming to pass, and that really wears down on our faith. Because disobedience will expand and the love of many will grow cold, but the one who endures to the end will be delivered. This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations when the end will finally come. I wish I could hear the voices of the saints who have gone before us. I wish Janet, I wish I could hear JB, because I think JB would be saying, it's real. Hang on. It's real. He's coming back. It's real. I wish I could hear Mr. Scoggins, because Mr. Scoggins would say to us, hey guys, I know you only see through a glass darkly, but I'm actually seeing reality. It's real. Hang on. It's true. I wish I could hear Jewish Scoggins say, Dad's right. It's true. You're singing it by faith, but we're seeing it by sight, church. Don't give up. It's true. We're looking at it just as sure as we are here. I wish I could hear their voices. I believe that's what they would say to you and me. Brothers and sisters, we've always heard that God will give you and me another chance whenever we have failed Him. I wonder if there's any here today who has lost faith, lost heart, doesn't really talk to God much anymore. I wonder if you and me would give God another chance. I wonder if you and me would start talking to Him again if we have stopped. I wonder if there's some way that you and I could start believing again and trusting again if we have just sort of thrown in the towel. If you have given up on God this day, if you have lost heart, and you haven't prayed in a long, long time because something has happened that has caused you not to believe anymore, I hope today you will give God another chance. Doesn't that sound strange? Doesn't that sound strange? We're always talking about God will give you and me a chance. That's what we normally hear, isn't it? God will give you and me another chance. Who would ever think that maybe we need to give God another chance? Because maybe He's done something that we don't understand and have a hard time accepting. And it's caused us to quit praying and to lose heart. But that's my word to you today. May we pray. You have been our hope in ages past, O Lord, and our hope for years to come. You have been our shelter from the stormy blast, and you've been our eternal home. And if we have lost that today, we pray that today we would make a step to recover that, by beginning to talk to you again and by believing and trusting again as we take those steps, small but sure. Doing it in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.